Kippur represents the Avodah. The Avodah sacrifice is Yitzhak Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu, when he was 37 years old, he told his father, "Daddy, Okdeni Eteb, Rabutni Mniach, Mshan Isir Korban Mniach, Mshabayim Pisir Korban." And he was 37 years old. His father was old guy. He could push his father in a second to a degree that our rabbi said, is this Nisayon to Abraham Abinu or Nisayon to Yitzhak Abinu? To that degree, Yitzhak Abinu, but the Pina and Amir, all shining. Why? Because in the time of the Akedah, the tears of the Malachim came inside his eyes. The Malachim Hayu Bochim, Abdullah Laboralam, but Koyi Yezraecha Mayi Alea, Shomo Otlo Koyi Yezraecha, Hala Abedbachola Avno. And another explanation why Yitzhak Avinu, when he was old, he couldn't see well, because in the time of the second of the Akedah, he saw the Merkaba. This is Yitzhak Avinu. Gemilut Hasadim. يعني وسألت لك ما بعرف لازم تصدقني but how I could imagine it, this is the wagon that Kadosh Baruch Hu or the throne العرش اللي ببرك عليه بر العالم. What's that? All I know,
something holy, not supposed to see.
Some people call it
charity. Very holy, very holy. Nobody can see it.
Imagination. No, not imagination. He's so
real. Nobody, I mean, whatever I could imagine, the Merkaba is a chariot that has four sides, obviously, and the four sides, the names of four people. Who are they? Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and David. David, when about David? Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon, David. Why David? Because he didn't open his mouth when they were cursing him, they were spitting on his face. He didn't open his mouth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if this is his character, I'm going to put his name as a fourth name in my Merkaba. This is the Merkaba. Do we know more? I don't know more. If we read Yahazkel, the beginning of Yahazkel, he describes the Merkaba a little bit. We could, everybody according to his ability, he could imagine. Could we see it clearly? No. Nobody could see it clearly. Why? The Pasuk said, "Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai." The Nesan, "Ma basen bishufni, v'yidol ayesh."
So Hashem sitting in the Merkaba, you mean?
Yeah. You're going to ask a different question, which I don't know how to answer it. نحن من أول ملوكو لأرس كبولو. You're asking the wrong guy. כי לא הראני האדם והחי, מה פי חדה בחסם בישופני, ובידול עייש. I saw some explanation this week, amazing, that I want to share it with you. on dit ce pasouk que le Rani Adam va haï. Le pasouk c'est qui me chabedai a chabed ou gozai et kal. En biou le pasouk, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I respect the people who respect me, and the people that they don't respect me, bibahdaluni, yekalu, shani yekalu, they are sawiyun khfaf, yani malun imi abada. What's this referring to? This is a hadush for me, maybe for you it's not a hadush. He is referring to a person who closed his eyes in the time of the Amidah. Hada mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the time of the Amidah, we have two choices. Either we have to close our eyes, or we have to hold the siddur and pray from the siddur. Whoever doesn't do this, v'ozai yekalo. So, I'm be'ol l'pasuk mechabedai achabed li bachtormoni bachtormon. Uhalla ilna alei ishbalo balo al khalq li bisakru aynehon. Waqt l'amida sh'ani mechabedai achabed shom bor'olam mechabed otam. Shall I say it? Before Gion Halo. Shom before Gion Halo. It's like Anna Amam and Ud, Kiloir Ani Adam Bahal. In the second, listen to this, in the second of after 120 years, the Nishama, the Ganasi HaKadosh Baruch. وما فيها كيلو راني ادم بحي هذا امراض عم بيروح عم بيقول ايمين صار فاسو عم بيقول كمي خبيداي اخبيد لما بخليه يشوفني in the last second الواحد اللي كبدني طول حياته اللي سكر عينيه في الصلاة وما طلع وقت عميدة وبوزاي قالوا اللي بهدلوني اللي ما سكروا عينيهم يقالوا ما بدو يشوفوني. When I read it, I said to myself, I have to share it with you. Okay, going back to our subject, Gemilut Hasadim, is Gemilut Hasadim important? Who represents Gemilut Hasadim? Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu represents Gemilut Hasadim. Why? ויתא אשל בבאר שבע. הפעילה שתהיה לינה או לוויה. He used to bring people, give them food, give them a drink, give them everything, just to be ma'amin bi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abraham Avinu, he believed in God and he found out that there is Creator since he was 3 years old. What was the proof? Hayekev Asher Shama Abraham Bekoli. Hayekev is 172. And Abraham Avinu, he lived 175 years. So 172 years, he knows that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he was convincing everybody to believe that there is a Creator. So he does a lot of chesed, Abraham Avinu. By the way, he was a multi-millionaire. He was very, very, he has a lot of money. He sacrificed his money for the people to come and to ma'amin bi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Halla Funna, Yaakov represents the Torah, Isaac represents the Abodah, and Abraham represents the Gemilut Hasadim. We started this to make a proof that Gemilut Hasadim is very important? It is. Why? When we pray in the Amidah, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Ishaq, Elokei Yaakov, how we close the Beracha, Baruch Atah Hashem,
Aven
Abraham. We don't say Aven Abraham, Sahabu Yaakov, we say Aven Abraham. This is very big proof that Gemilut Hasadim is very, very important. Do kind acts of kindness. Sawi Ma'ruf Ma'arfiyat. Ma Majbur. That's why. Ma Majbur Ma'am Bitsawiyya Bur'alam Do Ya'atik Akhtar. If we believe that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the money, the life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the happiness, the peace of mind, all this stuff comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to do an act of kindness. We have to run to do act of kindness. And it doesn't matter, act of kindness, if I hold the door for somebody or I do for him the best, the biggest thing, the sacrifice thing, my money or my time and energy, it doesn't really matter. Just do act of kindness. Olam Chesed Itane. So this is the second part of the Slah that we say after Kibud Avahim Gemilut Hasadim Ubukur Honim. Gentlemen, Bukur Honim is something very, very important to do. Sometimes we pay attention, sometimes we don't pay attention. Our rabbis in Gemarat Megillah said, when a person goes to visit somebody, he takes 1/60th of his sickness. So this is the most that we could help the sick person. Had a sick person in the Zohar, he referred to him like Itra Mazaleh, يعني المزال تبع الحصيد نزل. Sick people, shine sick people. Sometimes we choose واحد عمره 100 سنة وصحته عالي. Sometimes we choose واحد 20 سنة. He is sick. Who is giving the sickness? Who is giving the healing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us, go visit him. Go lift his spirit. Go have him feel that he is not alone. There is people who are behind him. Bukur Honim is very, very important. And the discussion is, can I fulfill Bukur Honim through the telephone or not? وسكان فتحت له تليفون لواحد مرضان وسألت عليه يعني did I fulfill my obligation or not?
No.
Next to me, care. The people that they care about care him. Al-Hazit Ada Tiram Azaleh. So this is what we have to put on mind. And every single mitzvah.
Who was it? Hacham Al-Bi'akiba. He came to visit his student. He was sick and he was starting to. He can nislo in the floor bed. He was, the rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, was taking care of his student. He was sick. He not only he visited him, he was helping him out. So he told him, "Hitani Rabbi, he gave me life."
This is a true. You give somebody life when you go to visit him.
What happens if you can't visit? You're in a different city. What do you do?
Make a phone call.
You make a phone call every day.
FaceTime.
People that are sick wait for phone calls as much as they wait for visitors. They depend on phone calls and visitors.
Good. Very good. Call him up. Yeah. Show him your
you're doing the best
every
you
day
can.
You call him
up. Call him up.
but not collect.
There's no more collection. Unless you go to Nigeria.
So every mitzvah that we do, we have, every mitzvah that we do, we have to sacrifice either the time, we have to sacrifice money, we have to sacrifice energy. And this is what Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Sacrifice something. Sacrifice to help your neighbor. Sacrifice to help the people who need. Why we have Lish Pasu Avid the Kavush Faruah? Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves the people who are the Kavush Faruah Maksurin. مكسورين الخاطر والعلام بيحبهم. But I have a question. Not only you have a question, I have a question. وإذا كان برعلام بيحب الخلق المكسورين الخاطر مشان يسويهم مكسورين الخاطر يسويهم أحسن عالم في الدنيا so they don't need the pity and the mercy of the other people.
No. Maybe just an Isayon to test them about believing. Maybe.
You know something? You passed the test. Bravo, Ali. This is the Isayon. Why there is rich person and there is poor person. Hashem is giving. The rich person, he is believing 100% that Hashem gave him. And the poor person, he got deprived from Hashem also. So this is in Nisayon. Nisayon for whom? Nisayon for the poor or Nisayon for the rich? Is Nisayon for both? Nisayon for both. For the poor person, he's gonna complain, or he's gonna say, Baruch Hashem, whatever you give me, I accept it. Inshallah, b'tghayirna al-ahwal wadi. And for the rich person, he's gonna see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I gave you a lot of money, and I told you that 10% of this money is not yours. Even it is in your pocket, you're going to give it or you're not going to give it. This is the Nisayon for the poor person and for the rich person. So therefore, if this is the case, and Hashem is asking us to do Mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim, we have to run for it. We have to run for it. Now, v'hachnasat orchim is something that only Berum Moshe Ra'olam. A person, the Hazit, v'kun, fi belad o melek, you don't have any belad, mo bi'alim. He said, do you call al kninis b'chav? He said, mo bi'alim. Do you echo, do you shout, do you have
it? What's up in Tiaro?
Is it? أحسن عالم بيكون هذي ما بيعرفون ما بيعرفون تيعرفون العالم يسألون هيمة so لما بتجيبون لبيتك وتعطيهم وتستحضرهم حضرتها they have something back كل شيء هو خلق مشان يعرفون. There is a very nice story about Rothschild, we say in Arabic, or we say Rothschild. Rothschild, he was very, very wealthy. And he has a relative who is poor. Poor. اجا poor person, Rahan, or Trochai, and the Dakhila, Gdir Valak Alay, Mutay Mashallah, Fil Alali, take care of me also. And I am ready to take care of you all the way. What do you need? How much money you need? He told them, I don't need a penny from you. What should I forget?
Sorry.
Shania, you need my help, and you don't take a penny from me? What kind of help you need? He told them, you know what I need from you? Tomorrow, you're going to the stock market for the year. I want to come with you. And only the people, they're going to ask you, who is this gentleman with you? Just Nada ibn Ammi, my first cousin. We can have her. They went the next day to the market, and Rothschild, he was buying stock, he was selling stocks, he was buying gold, he was selling silver. Who is this guy? You don't know him? He is my first cousin. Next day, the first cousin, he went by himself. Everybody jumping on him. You want to buy, we'll give you credit. And they gave him credit, and he became very, very rich. How? Because of the name. Tov, Shem, Mishem, and Tov. The name, he lifted his spirit, Balash. He lifted his spirit, and he made him a big person, Balash, only because he told them, this is my first cousin. Everybody in this life, sometimes he needs to be lifted spirit. Sometimes Wahib al-Bannan Bumra, sometimes Wahib bin Zalfi al-Hal, sometimes if a person needs our help, go, don't wait till he asks you. There is a story in the Gemara, it's saying about Nahum Ish Gamzu. Nahum Ish Gamzu was a person, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him, even something is not good, Be'ur Gamzu Letoba. And there is a story in the Gemara that Nahum Ish Gamzu, he was riding a donkey, Kan Rekeb Al Ahmar, and poor person came to him, he told him, I am hungry, I need a food, I didn't eat for few days. Nizalna Al Ahmar, Nizal Al Akel, and he gave him to eat. By the time he gave him to eat, the poor died. So he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, إِنَّ الْإِيدَيْنِ اللي مَسْعَجَلُوا فِي تَنْزِيلِ الْلَادِي يَصُلُّن شِي الْجِرَيْنِ اللي مَرَّقَدُوا أَوَامِ يَصُلُّن شِي وَبُرْعَلَامِ استجاب صلاته وضربه في كل شغلات. And the Gemara is asking, what did he do wrong? He saw a poor person, he asked him, give me something to eat,
and he did.
Why he prayed? Ubar alam jazaa wadi. No. The answer was in the Gemara, that he has to realize, you know, this person is hungry, and to go to run after him as fast as possible to give him something to eat. To this degree, we are obligated to help each other. We are in this world to help each other, to care about each other. لازم نحن قاعدين في هالدنيا نساعد بعضنا. وما نعرف كل واحد ايش لازمه بدنا نساعده. لازمه مصريات اعطيه مصريات. لا مرضى روح زوره. ايش ناقصه اعطيه. So we might say, and this is obvious question. اعطيه هينا. بيرك فيكتور هون يا عماد بيقول اعطيه. ايه انت اعطيه. انا ارتبط في مصرياتي ورحت صبح بكير وجيت المساء مأخر تجمعت كام قرش بدي ابرك اعطيهم للعالم. The answer is yes. ده تعطيهم للعالم. This 10% is not yours. And Harambam said up to 20% even. شو اشرف اعطيهم ل 20%. ناتون تتين لو بتوع تفتح كلهم دبل give him. So we didn't answer the question. I put my heart to make the money. What do you mean I should give him? Who gave you the money, Habibi? Who gave you the money? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the money and he told us to give this money to somebody else, to the poor person. Give it to him. Shabbat Shalom. Every single person who needs our help is to a degree to the Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh is saying when a poor person comes asking for charity from a rich person and the rich person he helped him with money, who is doing favor to whom? The poor person is doing favor to the rich person. عم بيساوي له معروف. إذا كان ما في فقير وعاف المصريات في جيبه ما استفاد شيء. عم بيساوي له معروف للزنجين إنه أعطاه فرصة إنه يساوي زيقوت في مصرياته. الفقير عم بيساوي معروف للزنجين. مو الزنجين عم بيساوي معروف للفقير.
You say you have to give it the 10% because it's not yours. There's another way of looking at it. Rothschild, the same Rothschild you were talking about, was asked by the king, his friend, a question. He told him, how much money do you have? So Rothschild gave him a number that was stupid. It was minimal. It was nothing. So the king was very upset. He said, Mr. Baron, Rothschild, well, you're joking with me? You're making fun of me? I know how much you're worth. You're worth much more than that. He said, no. He said, you asked me how much I have. And what I have is what I already gave Sadaqah, and that's the only thing that I have. So it's not that this is not yours. Not right now it's not yours. But this is your investment. This is going to be the only thing that you have, yani, after 120. This is the money that is going to be investment for Olam Haba.
And this is 1,000% true. 1,000% true. We are here in this world to help each other, Rabotai. I am. And we have to pray to Hashem that we should always be in a category to give.
Amen.
عم بيقولوا في الجمارة إنه لون تواحد يمد إيده للعالم وتشو بصفار وبتغير لونه. مو هينة واحد يمد إيده للعالم. لما عم بيمد إيده معناته
عم بينزل إنتو
يعني وصل الحديد للحديدة. So let's help him. Lift him up, lift his spirit, lift his whatever. And Hashem give us back. Hashem give us back.
And the Zohar says that when you give, the yad of the Ani and the yad of the Siddiq make Shem Hashem.
With the yod kevav.
With the yod kevav.
Very good.
I have one question.
Please.
Isn't this the same as Gimilut Hasadi? Isn't that Lafsad Orphan?
Anyway,
the same as Gimilut
Hasadi? Yes,
they
are.
They love forms.
Which one? I don't understand it. In order.
Isn't it all part of giving good hasadi?
No.
Why not?
No. They are. They are. So which one you want him to omit? You shouldn't say?
It's the same as giving good hasadi.
No? He's right, yeah.
No, if you want to admit, you want to admit Gemilut Hasadim, because everything else is Gemilut Hasadim. So why are you putting the general one first?
Hasadim is cover the
covers the rest of them. It sounds like.
Bikor Holim, Hachnasat Orchim, Hachnasat Bet
Torah,
Hashkamar Petura, Bet Knesset. It's all under the umbrella of Gemilut Hasadim. He's an individual act. That's what
Hachnasat.
You heard what you said. He accepted it. We have to make sure to go early to the place. The first 10 people, the Zohar Kadosh said, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he comes to the Knesset and he doesn't see Minyan, he gets angry. Now, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the shul and he sees one person, he won't get angry. He asks him, where are they? Bilo Jayin. They are coming. So Hashkamah B'Tekeneset is something very, very important. As a matter of fact, the Pasuk said, Lo tokhilu ala dam. And our rabbis explain it this way. The peshat of Lo tokhilu ala dam is, we're not allowed to eat the blood. The deep explanation of Lo tokhilu ala dam, Lo tokhilu lefnei shetitpallelu ala dam shelachem, which means, we're not allowed to eat. We are not allowed to do work. We are not allowed to wash our socks early in the morning unless if we pray first. We have to pray first and then we are allowed. Hala wahid bisiri ul, and I am going to the 8 o'clock minyan, to 7 o'clock minyan, and it is time already for shahrin, but I am going to later minyan. بيصير واحد يطبق كمبيالاته تشكات لدول يطلع فيهم. The answer is no. We're not allowed unless we pray first. Pray first, then do your work. But I want to make it nice and clear. How about if a person, he woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and he wants to arrange his checks. He wants to call China. He wants to do something. Is he allowed or not?
Yes.
The answer is yes. So why this one is yes and the other one no? This one is yes because it's not time for prayer yet. If it's not time for prayer yet, I could do whenever I want. Comes time of prayer, I am not allowed to do any job unless if I pray first. And as we're talking about the Salah, was the earliest time that we could pray Shahreen? And was the latest time that we could pray Shahreen?
4 hours.
Huh? About 4 hours.
4 showers.
Yeah,
you got two questions, two answers. About Shahar until 4 hours after. Shahar's Maniot. About Shahar.
You're right. The earliest time, gentlemen, to pray Shahreen is 20 minutes after Alot HaShahar. In order for us to be able to put Talit and Tefillin is 20 minutes after Alot HaShahar. What's the time between Alot HaShachar and sunrise is 72 minutes Zemaniyot, 72 minutes between Amud HaShachar and sunrise. And we just said the earliest time to pray Shachrit is 20 minutes after Alot HaShachar. How about if I want to catch a plane? There is any grace period for me?
7 minutes. Yeah, seven minutes, you said.
The answer is 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
6 minutes after Alot HaShachar, I could put on the Talit and Tefillin and pray Shachrit. Otherwise, I have to wait 20 minutes. What's the latest?
Let's say now.
The first day, last Sunday, 4:16 was Amud HaShachar. We announced it as 4:15 because for the public we have to take 1 or 2 minutes before. And for the end of the Siyam, we take 1 or 2 minutes after. So Hala, and you have to figure 4:20 is Alot HaShachar. 4:20 Alot HaShachar. 4:40, you're allowed to pray Shahrin. You have to catch a plane. 4:26.
No, 4:30. Alot HaShachar or?
Alot HaShachar, 6 minutes.
Oh, okay.
4:26, you could put on Talit and Tefillin. What's the latest that we could pray Shahrin? The latest that we could pray Shahrit, Eker Shil Yinasem Musalli Shahrit, is 4 hours, 4 hours.
After Alot HaShachar or after sunrise?
This is what I have.
Sunrise.
I want to trick you. Ah, you had a question, huh?
Yeah, Alot HaShachar, what
was it? What Alot HaShachar, huh? I'm sorry.
Sunrise,
Narif, Alot HaShachar. Exactly. Alot HaShachar, Alot HaShachar. Alot HaShachar, for the Arabic, I'm
Al Nahar. No, Fajr Bilal is here. Fajr
Bilal is here. What
of
Masr? Fajr Bilal.
Fajr
Bilal. Fajr Bilal. Fajr
Bilal.
Strike.
Hey, hey, rahat alayk. 72 minutes Zemaniyot before the sunrise is Amud HaShachar.
People
that
think Amud
HaShachar
is
72
minutes.
The Ashraha, not I
finish. You say Zemaniyot, everybody think Amud HaShachar is 72 minutes. It's wrong. That's what I think.
First light. Moshe is right. And I have to explain it.
I'll take it back.
Shani, 72 minutes, Zemaniyot. Come here, Moshe, come closer.
Maybe.
What that means, that Sha'ol Zemaniyot, or 72 minutes, Zemaniyot, we take the time from the morning till the till end of the day, and we divide it by 12, and we see what's the Sha'a Zemanit in the summer day is much more than 60 minutes. Sometimes it reaches maybe 80 minutes, and Sha'a Zemaniyot in the winter day less than 60 minutes. So everything Sha'a Zemaniyot, Shaul Zemaniyot or Minas Zemaniyot is according to the date. But how do we know? How do we know when he dawn tomorrow, when is the dawn, after tomorrow? Mr. Zakir Shaibari asked, so we told him about 4:15, 4:16. But how do we know? This is what I'm going to give you amazing answer. Today is what? What's the date today?
The
30th of July. 30th of July today. The dawn. In the 30th of July today, the dawn in the 30th of July 10 years ago, the date of 30th of July 2,000 years ago, the day of July 30th, another 200 years, is going to be the same. The dawn. The Alota Shahar, sunrise, Maghrib, whatever, Kinshi is going to be the same. Kadosh Baruch Hu created an amazing world that the timing is going to be the same. So now I know when they played 2,000 years ago, Shahrin, and I know where they're going to play. Shahrid tomorrow and after tomorrow. And I want to conclude with one thing. What's the latest that we could say? Kiryat Shema.
3 hours.
Bravo. Who said 3 hours?
Me.
Bravo. 3 hours. But three hours.
No, Nes. Nes Shema.
So this is the discussion. This is the discussion between Magen Abraham and Agra. Who's Agra? A Gaon Vilna. Magen Abraham, he calculated from Amud HaShahar. Amud HaShahar is the beginning of the day. I take 3 hours from Amud HaShahar, and by end of these 3 hours is the end of Kiryat Shema. Came a Gerah, a Gaon Mevilna, he's saying, what you're talking about? Amud HaShahar is the beginning of the day, the sunrise is the beginning of the day. So the 3 hours we have to take in from the sunrise. So that's why when we open the calendar to check what time is Kiryat Shema, We see two answers, and sometimes the difference is sometimes 1 hour. So don't be amazed. One is the men of Lahab, the other one is the Gira. Baruch Adonai le'olam.
Amen. Rebicha, yeah. Kutoya v'yadiyah.
Thank you.
Oh, good to see you.